The best way to defend Jesus is to live like him.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Tim Gustafson. The anti-God bumper stickers covering the car seized the attention of a university professor. As a former atheist himself, the professor thought perhaps the owner wanted to make believers angry. The anger helps the atheist to justify his atheism, he explained. Then he warned, all too often, the atheist gets exactly what he's looking for. In recalling his own journey to faith, this professor noted the concern of a Christian friend who invited him to consider the truth of Christ. His friend's sense of urgency was conveyed without a trace of anger. He never forgot the genuine respect and grace he received that day. Believers in Jesus often take offense when others reject him. But how does he feel about that rejection? Jesus constantly faced threats and hatred, yet he never took doubt about his deity personally. Once, when a village refused him hospitality, James and John wanted instant retaliation. Lord, they asked, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them? Jesus didn't want that, and he turned and rebuked them. After all, as we read in John 3:17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. It may surprise us to consider that God doesn't need us to defend him. He wants us to represent him. And that takes time, work, restraint, and love.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. That's today's scripture reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56.
Lord, when we are confronted with hate, help us not to be haters, but to respond as your Son did. As he said in Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. In his name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.